I'm here with Joe Shannon, who is head of WTV Sport. It's 2 weeks to Varsity and the epic coverage that Raw and WTV are hoping to broadcast. Joe, are you all stressed?
I'm not actually. I think at the moment I'm feeling fairly confident. To be honest with you, my overriding emotion is just excitement, to be quite honest. You know, I think we're hopefully going to produce, as you say, some epic coverage of what is going to be an epic battle. And I think, you know, Varsity is getting closer every year. The tension is getting higher. Coventry are getting better and better year in, year out. We know that Warwick have won it every year since its inception. But Varsity 2013 is going to present a challenge, I think, both from a sporting and a media perspective. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it on both counts.
So what have you been doing? There's a lot of jobs at the minute. What's your main role been in this whole production?
Essentially, what I've been doing is the head of televised live events. So my main focus has been on the two live broadcasts, the flagship broadcasts, if you like, at the start of Varsity and the end of Varsity 2013. So we've got the live ice hockey, which is kind of the curtain raiser, and the rugby finale. And my job is to kind of produce those two events, coordinate people around them, hopefully put together something that can not only cover Varsity 2013 in an adequate way, but, you know, who knows, maybe win us an award one day.
We can hope. We're looking to obviously retain the award that we won in 2012. How proud are you of everyone for having come together? I mean, as we've said, this is a huge undertaking. How proud are you that everyone's sort of bandied together and is hoping to produce what's going to be a massive broadcast?
Oh, I'm very proud, because I think it's an absolutely mammoth task, especially when you look back on what we did last year, one sole live broadcast, and it felt like we put, you know, blood, sweat and tears into that. This is kind of that multiplied by 10, 12, 14, you know, however much you want to say it. It is an absolutely mammoth undertaking. I think at the heart of it all has been Tom Davis, who's kind of coordinated everything brilliantly, to be fair. But it's important that everyone does their job in the individual roles that they're given. And I think everyone's been doing that, really. It's been a real team effort. And I think, you forget sometimes that we are volunteers at the end of the day. We don't have to be doing this. We're not getting paid for doing it, just to be clear with that. We're all volunteers coming together, basically because we love student media, we love student radio, we love student television. And I think that shows in the way we've approached it, and it shows in the way that we've worked, really.
How much would you encourage people to get involved with student media, with Raw, with WTV, you know, after Varsity, looking ahead to 2014 Varsity, when hopefully we'll I know we don't want to think about it at the moment when we've still got 2 weeks till this year's, but when hopefully we'll do something similar, you know, this is hopefully going to encourage a lot of people to get involved, and you'd echo that, would you?
I can honestly say, if you're interested in broadcasting to whatever degree, this is 100% the thing to get involved at whilst you're at university. There's nothing quite like doing live as well, I think I would stress. You know, it really is the adrenaline buzz that you get from it, and the knowledge that you pick up. I mean, you know, it just habitually, you will pick up knowledge from everything that you do with this. And not only will it be a lot of fun, but it can potentially advance your career. I mean, really winning a student radio award, as we did last year, you know, it's potential, you know, if you use it properly and you work hard, it's potential gold dust for a future career. So, you know, anybody interested in getting involved, I would absolutely say the Varsity coverage that we do, is dead set one of the best opportunities that you get at university. So, you know, take it.
There you go. You've heard from one of the big dogs. Take the opportunities. We're obviously all looking forward to the broadcast, but what about Varsity itself? Are you excited for the sport and hopefully seeing Warwick retain the Varsity title?
Yeah, I really am. And I think part of the element, actually, is Coventry getting better with that. You know, I think for much of the last 22 years, what we've seen really is Warwick running away with it. Last year, things were a lot closer. It didn't quite come down to the finale, but it was close. And so from a sporting perspective, you know, the competitiveness of both sides now, and the fact that it is not quite on an even keel, perhaps, but it's very tight and very tense, for me, does really encourage me. And I am really looking forward to it. Obviously hoping for a Warwick victory, for our sports officer, Bam, as much as anyone else. But, I'm confident that we're going to see two sporting teams, we're really going for it, two really good teams. And hopefully, as you say, the right outcome.
Well, there you go, Joe Shannon, head of WTV Sport, and somebody who's going to be playing a key part in their coverage of Varsity this year. Joe, thank you very much.